Ghost Playground!
Hooray! Have you ever been to a car show and saw some vehicles that look a little bit like an automotive Frankenstein, with rust and random items and parts all hodgepodged together? Those are rat rods, and they look that way on purpose. I'm Lexi, and welcome to Delightfully Different, where I talk to people who live unique lifestyles. Today, I'll talk to one of the godfathers of rat rod culture, Rat Rod Rick, and his gal, Miss K.
Hello, I'm Rat Rod Rick. I am one of the originators in Rat Rod, trying to keep rat rodding original.
First of all, tell me what exactly a rat rod is.
A rat rod, to most of us, is a pre-64 car. It's something that has to do with us, our family, our history of our family. You see a lot of license plates. They'll have family's birth dates on them.
Really?
It's anything that you can pull up out of the garage, find in the barn, and look in the junkyard to get it running to travel across the United States.
It's cars that have kind of like Frankenstein together, where you take parts of other cars and put them all together?
Yeah.
And these are the cars that we see at the car shows all the time. Yes.
Yeah, they're starting to become popular finally. For years, I was one of them that got kicked out of every car show I could go to.
Really?
I was actually in rat bikes to start with and got talked into actually building a car as a rat rod. And ever since then, it's just been go, 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 go.
So is it the word rat that makes it so that you're hodgepodging stuff together, like where the bikes hodgepodge together as well with different parts?
Well, Robert Williams back in the day was an actual artist for Hot Rod Magazine, and they talked him into bringing his coupe into one of the shows, and they came up and said, well, this is his rat rod. Well, since then, it's kind of stuck through, well, actually here, everywhere in the world now is a rat rod because of Robert Williams entering his car half done, and they're saying it's a rat car because he was a rat fig drawer.
And that's kind of the history of rat rods.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. They were jalopies to start with, and
Okay.
That was like the first scene of them, and rat bikes have been around forever.
Okay.
Because of Ed Roth and a lot of the other major guys that are out there.
Now, what's the difference between a rat rod and a muscle car or a hot rod?
A muscle car and a hot rod, people are putting way too much money in their engine, everything else. They got to be shiny. To us rat rodders, shiny is just another word for frustration because half of us, we don't clean them. I mean, we drive these things. They're built for agility going one side of the United States to the other. Everyone that drives a rat rod to a show is driving at least 800 miles one way.
So these aren't just for show then. You're actually using these vehicles.
Oh, yeah. Lady Hilda, when I built her in 2019, I drove her every day. Winter, summer, fall, and that was in Michigan. I recently moved here, and I found the age is starting to catch up on me on driving her, so I'm actually in a cage now driving around.
Oh, you've got a cage inside of your vehicle?
No, that's what I call my other car. That's normal.
Oh, you've got a normal car too. Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me about Lady Hilda. What's the history with Lady Hilda?
Lady Hilda, I had a great friend of mine, JT. He was actually in the rat rodding with Roger Quast and Dale Earnhardt, Jimmy Smoove. There's a lot of my friends that are out there that started. And I was in the motorcycles. I was actually doing great in the rat rod scene for motorcycles. And he talked me into actually building a car.
Okay.
Well, at first I was like, yeah, there's no way I'm going to give up I had my own bike shop in Lansing, and I was actually doing good, and he finally talked me into it and told me where to go and who to talk to and everything at the show, and I almost didn't do it, but then he passed away, and I just kind of honored the word for him, and I did it, and ever since then, I don't know. Rat rod scenes is my family.
And you said that a lot of times the vehicles have stuff on them that are personal to you. Did you put something on that vehicle to honor him?
Yeah. Oh, I got a couple stickers that are on it. Of course, there's a lot of the closer people that have them. Yeah, JT will live on forever. His car is still around. Everybody keeps it up, makes sure it's running, and it kind of gets passed around.
Really?
The kids, I think, are going to be taking it, or they have taken it now and starting to bring it to shows, but
Aww.
The death rat is still up and around.
And it's called the death rat?
The death rat, yeah.
Now, why did you name your vehicle the Lady Hilda?
I had her just about done, and one of my friends came in the back door of the garage and looked at her and said, "Man, she has a fat ass." And he started talking about this burlesque lady, Lady Hilda. She's Russian, and it's kind of funny because has a big ass. So ever since then, the name just kind of stuck. Everyone asked me how Lady Hilda's doing. Do you need help with Lady Hilda? And I don't know, the name just kind of stuck with her.
Because she's got a fat ass.
Yes.
What is your vehicle? What is Lady Hilda made up of?
I had the front fenders are actually rear fenders from a 53 Ford. I have 46 flat side fenders in the back, 1919 Model T step in the rear. I actually have my little red wagon on there.
A little red wagon? Like an actual wagon that a child uses?
Yeah, no, my actual wagon when I was a kid.
Okay.
That way I didn't have to drag it around with me. I actually had a spoiler on my car.
And you said a Model T, like one of those old, super old-timey, like...
Yep, that was actually
cars.
Out in my grandpa's field. It was my grandfather's Model T that cut the step out and put on it.
Okay.
The lights on the back are actually known for railroading where I was from, so that the lights are signifying where I'm from, and that's the railroad lights.
Okay, the railroad lights.
Yeah. You know, and then my dad's worked on 1984s. My family's been in it. That's why the 1984s are on the front. I have license plates from my close family, from my sister, everybody in there, me too. It's on my door. It's the rat rods that signify you, and it's supposed to be a cheap build.
Okay.
I built her. I got the parts. The parts took me probably 2-3 months to get, but I put her together in about 3.5 weeks, and then we drove her across country.
From where did you go from where to where?
I was actually in Owosso, Michigan, and I went all the way to the end of Nebraska.
And how did it go? Did it drive all right the whole time?
Oh, yeah. It was just a little freaky because I still didn't have a floorboard in it. I didn't have nothing for my U-joints.
So wait, do you see the floors of the street
everything.
when you're driving?
It was fine until it rained, and then all the rain just comes inside instead of...
What do you do in that situation?
Squint. Yeah, she's got a floor now.
Okay, she's got a floor now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I pretty much have her set up for winter, spring, and fall now.
And now if you're driving this thing across the country and you were driving it around town, you have to be able to like put a license plate on it, and it's got to pass inspections and whatnot depending on what state you're in.
Well, actually, Michigan, we didn't have to pass nothing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we have one plate. I had her as a regular car until here last year. Now I have her as an antique.
And then, so what happens now you live in Utah now, what happens in the state of Utah when it comes to inspections and licenses and stuff?
For antiques, they don't have it.
Really? And you can just drive them around?
Yeah.
I had no idea. How fast does it go?
I can't tell if that's really fast or really slow, the way you're laughing.
I would say she can do pretty good because we played with her before, and I didn't get it up to fifth gear yet, and we're at 134.
Oh, my goodness. So you've got a very fast vehicle then.
Well, I mean, she does all right.
She's got potential. Well, I mean, for a vehicle that is like 20 deep vehicles and a red wagon put together, that's pretty fast. And you did that on the salt flats, mm-hmm. where it's legal, and you're supposed to do that stuff.
Yeah, of course.
So I don't know if everybody in the country knows that the Bonneville Salt Flats are where lots of races happen, and you probably know more about these races than I do, but they've got, and that's where people go to test their vehicles, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty much pick up the land speed record in the class that you're in.
Okay, so now you have also been named one of the 8 godfathers in the rat rod culture.
Yep.
What exactly does that mean, and who are the other 7 godfathers?
A lot of them, I was over in the East Coast. I was actually one of the first ones in Michigan. I was one of the first ones in Michigan for rat bikes, too.
Okay.
I continued my rat bikes down in Florida, came back up to Michigan. a couple of the guys, Troy and all them, up followed through. A lot, most of them have came from.
I saw one from Missouri. One was from.
Well, Missouri, Jimmy Smooth. He's very well, and he's been around forever. Like Steve Darnell, he's a very known rat rodder. He's had his own show on Discovery.
Yes, I did see that someone was on Discovery.
He's a great guy.
And you were on that show with him? He had you on as a guest?
I've been on with the Diesel Brothers.
The Diesel Brothers, yeah. That's the thing.
I did a lot with the Diesel Brothers and Matt Fear from Matt's Rods and Restorations, where I work at now.
So. And then did I see that Dale Earnhardt is one of the guys? I saw that was the name when I looked it up.
Well, he's actually the Rat Rodden Dale Earnhardt.
The Rat Rodden Dale. Yeah. This is a different Dale Earnhardt than the NASCAR one?
Yep.
Are they related?
Really? His creative mind is off the chart.
Okay, so this is a completely different person.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy. He helps anybody. Just like everybody in the Rat Rod world, we'll take our shirt off our back to help somebody.
I feel like the Rat Rod community is a family. Do you guys find a sense of family and community while you're hanging out together?
The true Rat Rodders that I've been around, that we've started since I've been in, everyone has their own unit on what they're helping, as far as medical expenses to cancer to helping kids get a break to, like us, we mentor a lot of kids, and we're in right now in the middle of building another rat rod with a school and taking it across the Rat Rod magazine tour. Everybody that's in the Rat Rod community, we're trying to help humanity. And as much as people fight us on doing it, we still continue on what we do.
That's really nice to hear. And it's not just... Well, first, tell me a little bit more about the school, Bonneville. Is it Bonneville High School?
Yeah, Bonneville High School.
And you've got the Gearheads. Is that your group, the Gearheads? Tell me a little more about that.
Wow. There's so much to tell about those guys.
Well, and also, I feel like we should not ignore your lady here, Kay, who is also the one that reached out to me to talk about this. Maybe Kay wants to tell us a little bit about it.
Go ahead. Tell them about Bonneville.
So our involvement with the school, Rick and I own Salty Rods and Salt City Muscle together.
Okay.
And I had made a post on Salty Rods one day, basically encouraging kids to use their hands. And Adam, the instructor, basically challenged us, come up here and see what I got going. And, and we did just that.
We so they had like a mechanic classes or something going on, a club or whatever going on before they talked to you.
Well, Adam is the instructor at the high school.
Okay.
And he has a Bonneville garage, a shop that's up there as well. But he runs the automotive program up there and teaches the students. This is a very unique school. You have to see it anyway. A lot of a lot of automotive programs have been eliminated from high schools, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing that. I don't remember it being in my high school, and it reminds me of Happy Days. I'm thinking, in my mind, Fonzie when I hear that.
Right, they're very few and far between. But what Adam has done and what he's doing up there is just amazing, and us getting this opportunity is, we're very grateful and blessed to have it. Anyhow, we went up to the school, and it was an instant connection. We walked around, seeing all they got going on, and Adam informed us that they were in process, getting ready to go down to the SEMA show. Don't know if you know what the SEMA show is, and that's okay if you don't.
No, I don't. What is it?
So SEMA is the largest automotive industry convention held in Las Vegas every year.
Okay.
And they were going down because they had a speed building team, which would be competing at the Hot Rodders of Tomorrow competitions going on at the SEMA show. And again, if you don't know what that is, that's okay, because neither did I.
But are they building cars to go as fast as possible?
No, actually. So I got to attend SEMA for the first time last year, and it was my first exposure to the Hot Rodders of Tomorrow. It's a team of 5 students tearing down a 350 small block using nothing but hand tools in less than 33 minutes.
And putting it back together.
Holy cow, really? And these are high school kids?
High school students.
Wow.
And the process, It was very exciting and thrilling for me.
I'm sure.
And after the SEMA show, we came back, and for me, I just wanted to do whatever I could to be involved and help the school. One of the visits up to the school, Adam and Rick took a stroll through the backyard of goodies, which is, it looks like a junkyard, right? It looks like that's their treasure pile. Okay.
Okay.
They go back there, and there's a truck or something. I don't know how that all come about, but the idea come up to build a rat rod, and well, that's exactly what we're doing with the students. And the like Rick had mentioned, upon, well, first of all, we're, Mary is her name, the rat rod.
Okay.
It's a crew cab flatbed rat. And she consists of a 1953, is it a Ford?
1953 Ford front cab, 1963 rear cab, 1983 chassis.
Yeah, off of a motorhome. Oh. We got to demo a motorhome up there one day. It was so exciting. We demoed it down. I was up there doing whatever I could. Even though I was raised in with a dad that owned his own high performance automotive and marine shop, my dad never really taught me the basics or the mechanics.
Oh, really?
So I never had to work on my own stuff. I never learned.
But me neither.
I'm learning along with the students.
Cool.
With the speed building team, what's been really exciting about that is this year they're looking at having two competing teams that will include three female students.
Oh, so there's girls this time around is what you're telling me.
Right.
All
right.
One of them's qualified so far.
One team has qualified.
Yeah, we have one more to go.
They have one more qualification round coming up in 2 weeks, I believe.
And we'll have both teams down in SEMA.
That is wonderful to hear.
We can't wait, and we're hopefully... Well, it's going to happen. We're going to have the Mary the Rat Rod down there, too.
Mary the Rat Rod.
That's what we're working on. Yeah, Adam has had the students competing in the Hot Rodders program for the last 3 years, I believe, and him allowing us to be a part of it, and that has been so exciting. To help me learn more about the process, he's even, Rick already knows all of that because he's been building LSs forever, but I'm still learning, you know. So Adam's offered me an opportunity to learn to be a judge for it, to help me learn more about it and be supportive and help the team and encourage them. So I'm hoping to be able to do that as well. So,
And I feel like we should mention that you may not be a mechanic and know how to fix them, but you are a car enthusiast and a racer.
Don't tempt me with a good time, but no, I do not.
You come from a family of drag racers, though.
Yes, my dad drag raced professionally back in the late 60s, early 70s. Continued exposing me to a variety of motorsports, which I happen to love. Drag racing obviously has my heart more than most.
Okay.
I always fall back to that, but I love it all. Lady Hilda, she does come equipped with a roll cage, just so you know. She also has she shoots flames.
Really? There's flames that come out of that thing?
Of course.
Of course, he says. Do flames come out of all of them that you make? I feel like it's a standard.
Mine, kinda.
Okay.
And quite honestly, rising in Lady Hilda with Rick doing burnouts is my favorite dates.
Your favorite dates. Oh, I love it. Okay, so you got the kids in the school, but you do other good stuff too. Wrenching for the Future, take a kid to a car show, TDN, and you're part of Mascots and Miracles as well.
Correct.
Now, Mascots and Miracles is the sporting
Miracle Foundation. Yeah.
Now, what do you do there? Because you're not a mascot.
No, I am. They're 100%. I take care of the Dale Earnhardt car. We got it running up there at Matt's Rods and Restorations, and somehow I just got brought on to keep it running, keep it going, take it to the events, and make sure people get to see it and know what's going on with the Mascot Miracle Foundation.
Now, is this the Dale Earnhardt Rat Rodder or the Dale Earnhardt NASCAR?
This is the NASCAR. This was one of his last road race cars, and it was from Richard's
Childress.
And... Mascot Miracle Foundation has it now.
That is pretty special. That's, people have got to go crazy for that when they see it.
Yeah, they do, especially when they know and they see the signature markings that are on that car. They know. it's been set up to actually take kids around track.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
So we cut out some tubing, which I don't know what that stuff was made out of, but it's out of this world. We went through blade after blade after blade trying to cut that roll cage, putting our seat in it.
Really?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Interesting. I guess he didn't want to get hurt.
No.
Are you finding it difficult to find young people who are getting interested in cars and mechanics and stuff like that? I know you were working at the school, and it's not something that even would have crossed my mind as a young person. Are you finding young people that want to do it?
Our trade is really dying, and if you think about it, it's kind of scary because even with electric cars coming out, somebody's got to work on them.
Right.
And a lot of the kids that I get into different programs and stuff, they stick with it and love it. I had Detroit Muscle Academy there in Flint, Michigan for quite a while with Detroit Muscle. And we ended up building the two major cars with them. The last one was for Back to the Bricks with TDN. And that went off really well, and we had two of the students there get a full ride to a scholarships for school.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, that to me, out of the three cars that we built there, that was, like, the biggest part of it.
That's cool.
Just to get them interested in learning, not even knowing what a screwdriver is, but jumping right into college after that because they understand it.
That's amazing.
So,
I wish more kids did it. I wish I learned how to do stuff like this when I was a kid.
Like, with us now, Kay, she works every day at this. I'm just kind of a standing bystander in a lot of stuff. But
whatever.
He's saying you're the boss, girl.
Whatever.
But we travel all over the place, and we get to meet some great people that help us out. And as it is now, I mean, we could take these kids through the program and get them about any job anywhere because of who they are. They're not the type of kid that's confused for some reason. They come there, they know what they want, they know what they want to do, and they buckle down. Even like the speed building teams, they're there early in the morning, they're there late at night. Right. Normal kids don't do that. I mean, most of them want to know, what time can I get out of here and what am I doing after school?
Right, yeah.
They're dedicated. I mean, very, very dedicated, and a lot of the places, including Western Tech, are seeing that we have a lot of influence in these kids now. So we're all kind of teaming up and making it a big umbrella because there's other people like us that are doing this in the United States.
Yeah.
And we're trying to put a huge umbrella all over us and try to keep it going bigger and get it up moving more because there isn't nothing in the schools anymore.
Right, exactly. Yes.
So, and that's why the kids don't know anything about it. They just know from their family.
What we have simply done is introduce people to the students, such as Natalie Waters, Jennifer Long from Utah Motorsports Campus. We've had a special presentation from Rap Fink. I don't even know if you know what Rap Fink is.
Tell me what Rap Fink is.
I'm Lexi, and this is Delightfully Different. Today, I'm talking to Rat Rod Rick and Miss Kay about rat rod culture. Right now, we're discussing Rat Fink, a cartoon character created as sort of an anti-hero to Mickey Mouse. You might recognize the sharp teeth and big mouth. He's often seen driving cars or motorcycles.
Well, Rat Fink, it means something different to everybody.
Rat Fink.
Rat Fink is Big Daddy Ed Roth all the way, and I never got to meet the man. We just went to the Rat Fink. Yeah, you just got me on an emotional turn because Rat Fink for me. I knew what Rat Fink was all, you know, growing up because it was part of the automotive industry, part of the history.
Yeah.
And the cartoons that Ed Roth and a lot of the other artists came up for back in those days were absolutely awesome. That's why his legacy will live on forever. He was one of them artists that was in at the right time. He used to do incredible pinstriping, build incredible cars. For Ed Roth and who he was a very humble man, a very loving man, and a very respected man. and his wife is still carrying on the legacy along with their family right now.
That's nice.
With the reunion that they have every year that I've been lucky enough to help out with. Now I help them with the car show, and Eileen is basically my second mom. So, yeah, I love that family dearly, and we want to keep on the Ed Ruth, the tradition, and his name in life.
I love that this is such a close-knit community, and that it feels like family, and that you do such good stuff in the community, and I don't know if everybody knows that, and I was looking at the history of this whole scene, and in the beginning, it's you were all considered sort of unsavory characters.
Oh, yeah.
You were the greasers. You were the bad guys. But that's not really what you are, and it sounds like that's probably never what you were to begin with. Mm-mm. What are you?
We are a bunch of people that are actually artists in our own mind that love to build a vehicle to our standards and having our family and our friends love what we do.
Mm, I'm loving it. Now, you did mention that, I don't know what words you put it in, I can't remember, but you, the people who are true to the culture, I think is how you said it. Are there other sorts of rat rods that maybe are not true to the culture, and what makes it different, what you're doing and the some other people
I'm
are doing?
I'm not one to really piss anyone off.
It's just a different
style. The rat rod culture is picking up and it's starting to blow up, and people, you know, rat rod is what you think it is, but there's a lot of our standard rules that we totally follow by, and one of them's not putting $1 million into a vehicle that is supposed to be
a
fun, cheap family project.
So don't use expensive parts, and I read that you're not allowed to paint it.
No, you keep
keep
the original patina. Like with Hilda behind me, the box, the cab, and the fenders, and the hood I had to find separate, but I wanted all black.
Okay.
And I wanted original patina, so I had to buy them in 4 different states to get black parts to put on her. It's not...
You went out of your way then to make that thing black. Yeah. You did not paint that black. The parts were all black to begin with.
Correct.
If someone does decide to paint their vehicle, then it is no longer considered like a true...
Nowadays, it's considered a suede rat.
It's got a name, a suede rat.
There's different categories of rats, too.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Not
maybe
just
you can
rats, there's categories.
Tell me a couple of the different categories and what the differences
she's
are.
She's more of an art deco rat.
Okay.
She's got wood, brass, chrome, a lot of different uses like everyone else does, but there's flat rats. There's
slam
rats where it's cut, chopped, channeled, and slammed to the ground.
It's a lot to learn.
There's traditional rats.
It's so much lingo. You got a lot of rat rod jargon.
You know, and now we have the new age rats because, you know, the kids are getting into it, and I'm not going to discourage them for what they're doing because they're doing the same thing, looking around and putting parts on that they can find nowadays around. You know, there's a lot of them that are in the 80s, and I've seen some 90s cars, and these kids are building them, and I credited them 100% for what they're doing, so I'm just calling them the new age rats.
The new age rats. I like that name. Now, you are, it's not just vehicles and bikes. I see that you've competed in events with Jeeps, monster trucks, tractors, whatever a mud bogger is, flame-throwing tractors, go-karts, dune buggies, a 1965 Mustang Gasser, a boat tail. What?
The boat
so
tail.
So anything that goes, you're into.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, like what's behind you right now? That's my.
What the hell is this thing?
That's good. That's my new land speed car. I am doing something a little bit different, and I'm doing it in a 1930s flathead Ford. Original 1930s transmission and a banjo rear end.
Well, this thing is incredible. Very long. I mean, what this has got to be like 20 feet long here? 18 feet long, and it's long and skinny and red, and it does look like you're going to beat some records in it of some sort.
This first year out, this is my rookie year, so I know I'm going to learn a lot about this car. And this winter, I have a lot of cubic inch I can put in that engine for this class, because this is a... a stream. Actually, it's going to be a streamliner, not a Lakester, because I'm covering my wheels. So we're going to see if they're going to make a class for it this year or not.
Oh, but so you might not have a class for it then?
They seem to be making classes as they go.
So okay, gotcha.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
It's pretty easy then to make that happen.
What's pretty funny about this, and I don't know if Rick shared in the building of Hilda with Justin Taylor or not. That was a challenge.
Yeah.
Justin Taylor threw out that challenge to build Hilda.
Okay. And you took that challenge.
Yeah. Okay. Rick's always wanted to build a Bonneville Salt Flat car, right? And what motivated this was another challenge from his friend and mentor, Mr. Gene Winfield.
Oh, no. Okay. So this is a challenge.
This is another challenge yet. Here we are. Thank you, Gene Winfield. We love you and adore you. So, yes.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So it's funny when men do things, and with what I've learned all about Rick in this last year, what motivates them in their machines. Hilda, he built her to drive her, and he does just that. You will find Rick jumping on top of Lady Hilda and taking photos. Not many people do that.
Really?
Right. And
because they don't want to screw up the car that they put together?
Well, you know, the people that do take the time and paint their car and keep them nice and shiny and clean, they do that because they're there to show.
Right.
No disrespect. We love all the cars. We don't care what category you're in, what you choose, what you drive, what you love. We love that you love that, and it brings you happiness, right?
Nice.
And Hilda does just that. And in our travels and in meeting people, just the smiles that Hilda puts on the people's faces, it's so much more rewarding than simple little things in life. And Hilda does that. You share the story of how she was built, and people, they take it to heart.
Aww.
Builds are sometimes, you know, you talk to people about their rat rods, and they'll share a story of a tough time that Bill got them through.
Right.
So what I'm learning about the rat rod life is they're hard to the core. They're people that have experienced life. Not that others haven't.
Right.
But I'm also finding love for others, acceptance of others. You can be in the midst of a crowd of a group of rat rodders, and they don't judge you. You know, Rick has many talents outside of the automotive field that are sweet and genuine, and it's accepted, you know. And we can dress and be who we are. We don't dress to impress. We go out to have fun and live life and enjoy our time together.
Yeah.
Meeting the youth, letting them see Hilda, touch her, feel her, get inside, you know, rev her up, taking them for a ride.
Wow.
It's those experiences. Also with the Mascot Miracle Foundation, that Dale Earnhardt Sr. car.
Yeah.
We will be taking it out to Utah Motorsports Campus and coordinating some rides for veterans as well. I apologize. I have forgotten. John Apsey.
Yes. The former jazz bear. Yeah.
Yes.
Original jazz bear.
He is the one that knows of the veterans that wants to do some.
He's super involved in that stuff as well.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of which one it was. But the Dale Earnhardt car. And we're hoping the mascots will also be at our car show coming up in August. And we hope to continue to share that car and raise money for that amazing organization.
Tell me about the car show in August. When and where? What are the deets on that?
August 27th, Sunday.
Rick just got really animated.
he was our MC last year. He'll be our MC again this year. Oh, yes. He's very talented. Very, very talented.
You are not a shy man, are you?
Yeah, believe it or not, I am.
You are actually very timid, very tame.
When people give you a lot of attention when you're driving around in these ridiculous vehicles. I mean, how do you respond? And what do they do?
I thank them and I thank them and give them cards.
Give them a card, okay?
Yeah, we do.
Just to kind of, I don't know, make their day, I guess.
That's really nice of you. I love it.
They seem to be really happy over there. I mean, the funniest I think was me moving here with all my tools on the back of a little trailer behind Hilda, driving halfway across. Well, actually, it's across the United States.
It's far.
I'm glad you're
Michigan
here.
Is far.
I'm glad you made it.
That was quite the show. My poor trailer was sitting on the axle. I was just going to weld it straight to the frame, but I didn't do it.
Was everybody honking at you and stuff as you were making that drive?
I was getting thumbs up. I'd stop, and people would come take pictures of it and laugh at me because I was just fully loaded. And
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
She turns heads everywhere we go.
Yeah, she does. She makes people happy, and that's what I love more about it. You know, it's, I think a lot of people, that's what they do too, and most of them in the Rat Rod community, we're all for kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Roger Quast, he does an amazing work with Wrenching for the Future, which I've been a big part of since it started.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about Wrenching for the Future.
Wrenching for the Future, he takes us into trade schools and they'll build a rat rod in a week with the kids. They just got done doing one.
Wow. That,
and now it's up for, not auction, but they're selling raffle tickets for it.
Oh,
for kids.
Okay, you can go online and buy a raffle
yep.
ticket?
You can go online and get raffle tickets for that one.
I'll try to find that and put a link to it when I post this podcast.
Roger's done amazing work. I've had Detroit Muscle Driven, Detroit Muscle Academy. We pulled off some amazing stuff, what I'm very happy with, and that was with the physically challenged, physically and mentally challenged, but turned out that these guys are amazing. They go out there and see what part that they're interested in. I'll teach them that part, and they turn into masters.
Really?
I've had everything from Down syndrome, somebody that could ribbit like I've never seen ribbit before in my life. Jelly Bean, she was in a wheelchair, and she was afraid to pick a screwdriver up, and next thing you know, she's out of her chair underneath a... that was the Ford.
Aw.
And she's grinding away and welding.
Oh. By the way, we need to mention that Lady Hilda was on the TV. Yeah?
Which time?
I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, and on magazines. Tell me where Lady Hilda was featured.
American Rest Episode 1 is for when... I sent you the links. Do you think... I have a paper
Lady
printed
Hilda
out.
Lady Hilda was in Rod Magazine issue number 50 and the first episode of American Rust.
Yep.
Yes.
She's been
Kay
around.
Gave me this information already.
I have to have it on a paper because I can't remember it all.
It's so much stuff. Where do you guys travel to, and is it all for hot rod and stuff? Like, are you just doing fun traveling, or are you doing hot rod and traveling?
Well,
is it work?
Everything we do
yes.
is for work, but when you love the life that we're going to, it's not like work.
Right.
So, yeah, we do. We work all the time. We're there.
So where did you most recently go, and what did you do?
Well, we just returned home from Rat Fink Reunion.
Yeah,
Rat Fink Reunion, that was the
last one.
Oh, and just so you know, for if you want to get more involved and learn more about that,
yes.
Rat Fink Museum is located in our state, down in Manti.
Oh, okay, Manti, Utah.
And just experience it one time. But for car shows enthusiasts for the future, I would highly recommend the reunion. This was my third year in attendance. But anyway, our car show is Sunday, August 27th at the Valley Fair Mall. Salt
With
City Muscle.
Kenny Youngblood.
Salt City Muscle's second annual Show It Like You Stole It extravaganza.
Okay.
We are sponsored by the Valley Fair Mall. All for Love Salty Rods. Spring Hill Suites is our host hotel, and they are on site.
Do you expect people to be coming in from out of town for this?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Lots of people. Like he just said.
These sort of things also always draw people like the you hot rodders. Like to go to the different states and do the things.
Oh,
yes.
Heck yeah. Car shows out of state are so much fun. Actually, we are our next big show that we're traveling to is out in my first trip to North Platte, Nebraska. Our friend Rob Kappa out there is doing his North Platte River Cruise July 7th through the 9th.
I've only missed one. It is one of the best shows in the United States.
I'm super stoked. A kind of a good, smooth, well, slow transition into the upcoming Rat Rod Magazine tour that kicks off in September, and it's a 5-day cruise. And
Jerry and Tracy Ripley are awesome for bringing this cruise back. It's gonna be one of the biggest cruises ever because I'm expecting
Rat Rods.
Okay,
Rat Rod cruise.
700 to 1,000 easy going across the country.
So all together, like anybody that happens to be watching you go by
rod,
gets to witness the ridiculousness of 700 Rat Rods.
Online, if you go to Rat Rod Magazine, you can actually check out where we'll
tour.
Be stopping.
Yeah. But also Rat Rod Magazine, if you want to talk about the Rat Rod lifestyle.
And culture.
It wouldn't be there. And culture. It wouldn't be made possible without Jerry and Tracy Ripley what they're doing. I had the pleasure of meeting them at the Rat City Ruckus in April, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have their full support with the Rat Rod Build with the students. Jerry Ripley will be coming in and going up to the school to meet the kids and doing a full spread on the build as well. And so we are super stoked for that. Hoping, keeping our fingers crossed, Mary gets completed to make it to the Rat Rod tour and being driven by one of our gearheads,
one of the students. Scottsbluff, Nebraska for the show. And then off on the cruise.
Man, you guys do a lot of stuff all over the country.
Oh, I've been doing this for a while. Lady Hilda, I have 290,000 miles on her now.
Is Lady Hilda the one you're going to take to cruise in?
Yep. Yeah.
But anyway, back to our car show, too. Kenny Youngblood, the legendary drag racing artist, will be blessing us with his amazing talents and presence.
Flying Brian Schaefer.
We will be raising funds for the automotive program at Bonneville High School.
Okay.
And they will be on site bringing some of the projects there. They will be on display. We hope to have Mary there as well. In addition, the speed building team will be doing Hot Rodders of Tomorrow demonstrations. We will be having our Salt City Muscle Pinup contest again, and that'll be hosted by the Dottie's Dames Pinups. We will have our friend Cody C, a.k.a. Traffic Heavy, who we are an advocate for. He has a positive mental health advocacy.
If someone wanted to get involved in like the community or wanted maybe a young person that wants to start learning how to do it, how would they get involved?
Really good way to actually probably learn the culture and learn the builds would be go to Rat Rod Magazine.
Okay.
Pick up their magazine, start reading that, go to a couple of the real Rat Rod shows.
Yeah.
Learn the people and find out how helpful they really are.
Because they're helpful.
Yes, they will.
You all want to talk about it. I mean, it's exciting. It's your life revolves around it.
There's been so many cases of somebody not knowing how to build, a kid not knowing how to build, and you have people from all over the United States jumping into one area to build this kid a car, and so he can get it on down the road and start going with us.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a... Like
you got to make a little bit of an effort.
Yeah, and that's what everyone seems to do.
Show up.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself, be nice, and ask for some help.
Yep.
I love it.
The other thing that's cool is up at the high school, our hours for working on Mary the Rat Rod for the summer is Wednesdays 2 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
And it is open for anyone to come up, hang out, check it out, help out.
So if someone wants to come up and learn, do they have to be a teenager or can like an adult come?
Anybody
can come. Okay.
Bring your kids if you want. We had the Dale Earnhardt car up at the, we had a big open house celebration for the school for their Top Shop of the Nation. Just a while back, we had the Dale Earnhardt car up there.
Yeah.
I experienced three adults sitting in that Dale Earnhardt car with their eyes filled with tears.
Oh.
So that car, what it does for anybody of any age that's a fan, or not, maybe not a fan, maybe a new fan, if we can bring that to others' lives, that's what we want to continue to do while doing what we love. And that's exactly what we have done, doing what we love.
I have learned a lot about hot riding today, and I have learned that you're good people that are just trying to make a difference in your community, and you're very helpful, and I am honored that I got the chance to meet you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You can find links to all the things we talked about at delightfullydifferentpodcast.com or on any of the Delightfully Different Podcast socials. And the next time you see a rat rod, ask the owner about it. There'll be a whole story filled with emotion and love about the different parts of the vehicle. Plus, they want to tell you about it. Coming up next Thursday on Delightfully Different, we're going to find out what a Savannah banana is when I talk to the young professor about his role as their announcer. If you know someone who lives life differently, hit me up. LexiOnTheRadio@gmail.com. LEXI on the radio@gmail.com. Or DelightfullyDifferentPodcast.com. Have a delightful week.